something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Aloha, Chip. Happy 2024.
Hi. Mine's starting off with a little bang.
Chip is coming to us live from Hawaii, folks. We need to feel privileged. You were like, oh my God, I'll be out of town. And your travel schedule recently, coming up is insane.
It's insane.
What in the hell is happening in his 2024?
I know. Well, my word will play into it. So,
can't wait for this.
Yes.
Happy 2024 to all the listeners. We are so happy to be back with you guys. I hope everyone had a really great holiday break. We always come in on the first podcast of the year, and Chip and I both like to pick a word that's going to frame our year. It's kind of like an intention that we're setting. I don't really like doing the New Year's resolutions anymore. I feel like they're just a little pointless, you know, like you just only focus on it for 1 month and then it goes away. And so we kind of started doing this thing where we pick a word and that sets the intention for the year. And I don't know about you, Chip, but I find myself in certain moments of the year kind of going back to my word, like, oh yeah, I told myself I was going to live, or last year my word was dare. I was going to dare this year. And there's like a little board I have in my dining room. So I see it every now and again, and it just says the word dare. And it, you know, I would be having a down day or I would be struggling. And I'm like, no, this is the year of dare. And I have to get back to that. And so whatever I would need to do within my day to do that, to bring it back to that, I really would try to do, because that's the intention I set. Do you do that?
Yes and no. I don't have anything that like, I don't have anything that shows it to me on a constant basis. But certainly when I'm like dealing with something, I think my last year, my word was purpose. And so when I was dealing with things or had tough decisions to make, or if I was down and felt like I needed to reflect, like I would remind myself to like figure out what the purpose was of whatever the situation was. Or if it even had any purpose in my life. So it was a really helpful sort of tool throughout the year. I mean, I was trying to think today if I had any like super clear examples, and I couldn't remember one, to be honest, but I also couldn't think of anything that I like super regretted doing last year.
Well, it's interesting you say that.
Which makes me think that I did stuff with purpose.
I wish that I could remember the instances that you said it to me, but there were a couple times where you would go, oh my God, purpose. And it was, it was like the clarity would come to you, or you would have kind of this aha moment just walking through certain situations. And I do think it helped you live with a little more intention and just really thinking through, is this serving me? Is this not serving me? Like, I witnessed that with you.
Yeah, it was really helpful. So, I mean, if I think of some, maybe something will come to my mind either today or, you know, throughout the year, if I come up with an example, I'll share.
Let us know.
I'll let you know.
My word, like I said, was dare. And I was thinking about it while I was prepping for this podcast. I was like, what did I dare though? What were the things? And I was like, wait a second. I actually did do some really kind of hard things for me, you know, like other people might look at them and be like, oh, that wasn't a big deal. But knowing my history and especially the last couple of years, I looked back and I was like, oh, I'm really proud of myself. Like I got back into the dating world, which I had been in a pretty bad relationship, which I've talked about a lot on this podcast. And actually my 30s, I feel like were bad relationships. I actually don't even want to say bad anymore though. I just feel like they all serve their purpose in my life. And I'm actually really grateful for all of them at this point because it launched me into who I am now, which seems to be the way I typically look back on relationships.
They were tough.
But they were really fucking hard. Yes. Yeah. And pushed me to my limits and broke me on some days and all of that. But to get back out there, I actually think about this a lot. Anyone who has gone through major heartbreak, which I think at our age, if you haven't, then you're just not really like living your life or you're not putting yourself out there, I would guess. But the fact that we go through heartbreak and then we go back and do it again and try to do it differently, like that's the bravest fucking thing ever. If you really think about it in dating, it's like really brave. And a lot of us do it. And so I've had this moment of just kind of being like, okay, you know, like I started looking at dating in a totally different way. And even the situations, like I got on the apps, which was really hard. That's like very vulnerable. If you haven't ever done it before, it's kind of scary. And
because it's out there for people to see.
Yeah. Like people, and people can judge you, or what if you get rejected, or there's a lot to it. But yeah, like I just started looking at dating in a totally different way. Like every single person I even went on a date with taught me something. And when you shift the narrative to something like that, one, it makes it a little less scary because it doesn't have this whole like, oh my God, is this the person I'm going to marry energy? You know, like it's just sort of like,
right. There's no desperation.
And some of them were here to help me say no, or me to say like, hey, I think we're on different journeys and like have to break up with somebody or something like that. Like, that was really tough for me. And I know that some people listening might be like, oh, that's not hard, but it was for me. And I also started posting on social media again, which was really, really hard. After some of the stuff I've talked about, just like the public exposure and humiliation and all of that, like who wants to put themselves back out there after that?
Right.
But I do feel like there's something in me that I just need to connect with people on a big level like that. And so I'm trying to power through it. And I really made some progress last year. Again, might look small to other people, but for me, it was massive. And I did that through working with a somatic therapist that I've talked about a lot. Also really hard work. Anyway, with that, I was looking back and I was thinking, okay, I really want to say out loud, like I don't take the time all the time to give myself the credit. I don't think a lot of us do. And looking back is always really interesting to be like, oh, I did dare to do some things. Maybe they look small to other people, but for me, I know they were big. And so that felt like a success. But I want to move into what our words are this year, because it's like the second week of January. So we're a little behind. But did you come up with anything good?
Yeah. I'm nervous. I feel really vulnerable about it.
I know.
It.
Why do you feel nervous though?
I don't know.
I feel like you're don't talk to the listeners every week.
Well, it's also like I'm committing to it. So, but my word, drum roll.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's a pretty simple word. It's explore. And I arrived at that word for several meanings because there's a lot of sides to it. The most obvious right now, since I'm tuning in from Maui, is to travel more. Like I want to explore places in the world, in the physical world that I've never been.
Okay.
So that's one of the things that I want to do.
Well, I feel like you're definitely off to a good start.
I'm off to a great start. but not only in the physical space, but like, you know, I often, when I travel, it's a lot of times with friends and it's about like having fun. Like I want to do a little bit like more cultural exploration when I travel now, and I want to like learn the cultural history of places and just go a little bit deeper than like, wow, I'm at a nice beach and drinking a lot of tequila, which is fun, and I'm not knocking anybody for doing it, and I probably will do a lot of that myself, but I want to explore the humanity of where I am and sort of the history of places.
Love that.
I also, you know, I want to explore things that I don't know. So not necessarily when it comes to traveling, like I want to like, I want to make sure I feel like I'm reaching an age where it's like, there's a fork in the road and I can either decide to stop learning and just live my life out and do what I do. And obviously there's lessons every day that you are just going to learn because you have to. But I'm talking about like learning by choice. Mm-hmm. And I want to explore some things this year that are like scary to me or completely foreign to me, or just completely new, or even something that's exciting to me that I've never really explored. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Love that.
I looked at synonyms of explore, and it really like, that's kind of how I was like, okay, that's definitely my word, because it was like, I could look at it from different sides. It's like examine, scrutinize, because explore can be like, it sounds fun, mm-hmm. but like, I want to scrutinize things too. Like there are, you know, just like I'm in a fork in the road of like whether I want to continue to learn or just like coast on the rest of my life. I'm also at an age where I don't need to continue to deal with any bullshit in my life that is unnecessary. So I want to like, I want to scrutinize things a little bit more, and I want to make sure that the decisions that I'm making are the right ones for me. Other probe, research, test, seek, search, try. So yeah, it's I guess to be more intentional, but like to do it with like a curiosity.
I love that. Have you ever, I mean, there's a quote, and I know this is like really easy, but it just, it says, stay curious, like live your life that way. Stay curious. Yeah. And I hear like so much too about what you're saying about I'm at this point in my life. I do think you hit this age where if you don't scrutinize, you're just going through the motions, which is easy to do when you're younger. But when you hit over 40, you start to be like, wait a second, I'm halfway there if I'm lucky. And I don't want to just float anymore. I don't want to just like numb or like walk through life numb and not paying attention to every action that I'm taking, because I want it to serve me. I want to be happy. I want to have some purpose here in this world.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So it's, yeah, I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be a year of curiosity, but it's explore is, because it's like, to me, explore also like there's action to it. Like I have to actively do that. Whereas just if I had landed on the word curious or curiosity, it would have been more like, I mean, you can sit on your couch and be like, and you know, anyone who spent any time with me knows that the two words that I say together the most is what if. Like I am plenty fucking curious.
I didn't even think about this. You're
you know,
very
like
curious.
I am very curious, but it's like I'm curious to an absurd level sometimes.
Yeah.
Like,
you'll go on a Google like rabbit hole more than anybody I know. Like Chip is bringing in these facts that I'm like, wait, did we ask about that? Why are we here? How did we get here?
Because I cannot stand it if I'm in a conversation and we like, if I'm talking with somebody and like, we don't really know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I have to look up the fact. I have to, or if like I hear something referenced in a show, I'm like, what are they talking about? Like, cause if I don't look it up in the moment, then it's a moment that passes, but.
So you don't need to stay curious because you already are.
I'm very curious, but now I'm going to tap into that curiosity and I'm going to explore.
If you know anything about me, you know I am a massive creature of comfort. It is one of my top priorities in life to make my surroundings comfortable at all times. So when I found Cozy Earth, I quickly scooped up all of the luxurious bedding and loungewear that I could. It felt very on brand for me, but then I went on a trip with a girlfriend not too long ago where she could not stop commenting on how cute and comfy my pajamas were, which then made me realize they may also be my new favorite travel companion as well. Guys, I am not kidding when I say you will experience unmatched softness and smoothness with all of Cozy Earth's products. The temperature-regulating bamboo joggers and pullover crew add comfort and a touch of style to any travel ensemble, and their bedding comes in the most adorable totes, making it a super easy gift to give anyone. Discover your next destination for ultimate comfort at Cozy Earth. Visit CozyEarth.com and use our code VELVETSEDGE at the checkout for an exclusive 35% off, and let them know we sent you when you're at the checkout.
Hello! acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you going to explore anything in Hawaii?
Yeah, we're going on a snorkeling mission and a whale watching mission tomorrow morning, very early. And this is really interesting. So, you know, obviously I'm on the island of Maui where they had those devastating fires this year. And our driver last night was telling us a couple of things. Like, obviously it's a very spiritual, it's a very spiritual community that's steeped in like ancient stuff that is beyond my comprehension. But a couple of things that he said that stood out to me that I want to sort of explore while I'm here is, one, they've noticed this year that the whales are a lot closer to the island than they've ever been.
Okay.
And in that they can remember, the people that are alive now can remember, and they think that it's, the whales are doing what they can to help cleanse the people and the island from the devastation of the fires.
Oh my gosh.
That's what they believe. Also, and you know, I hadn't seen this reported anywhere, but the local told us this that drove us to the hotel last night. There's this weird thing that happened. First of all, not a single church burned. And I hope this is all fact because I am just repeating what somebody told me.
Okay.
Not a single church burned. And there are all these instances of blue things that did not burn. Like
blue?
A house blue.
Okay.
Things that were colored blue. Like rows of cars. Every car on the street would have been reduced to rubble and ash except for the blue car. A house would be completely burned down, but they're like planters out on front that were blue, fine.
What?
Even down on Front Street, Tommy Bahama's had a store and restaurant. And outside of the restaurant, they had picnic tables where people could sit. They had nylon umbrellas in the middle of every table that were blue. The whole place, the tables, everything is gone. But the umbrellas didn't even melt. And they're made of nylon, but they were blue.
What?
A lot of blue houses didn't burn. Like, it's weird.
Did you Google the spiritual meaning of blue?
No, I haven't yet. So I want to do a little exploring that. I know. And, you know, obviously there's devastation. And we drove through it last night on the way from the airport to the hotel. And it was really dark and raining. So we couldn't really see it. But like, we went right through Lahaina.
You did.
So I would imagine at some point I'll pass through it in the daylight.
Okay. I want to know what it's like now.
Yeah. I mean, look, I looked on Google Images just like at the map to see where I was staying. And I zoomed in on Lahaina and it's a current photo. Like you can see where everything was devastated.
Well, and I think that's the thing about these kind of tragedies, that we all as a society forget about them. But like in New Orleans, I'm from Louisiana, you know, and in New Orleans with Hurricane Katrina, I mean, it's never been the same. Still, that was in 2005.
Because there's still areas. Yeah. And there are areas where the homes are still destroyed.
Well, it just never got rebuilt, or it would say like all this stuff on like on the side of the houses. I remember driving by, and it would say like 1 dB, like one dead body found. And it's just like that whole area was just completely destroyed. And so I can't imagine, that Maui would be back up and fixed. I mean, it takes so much time for that. 6,000
people are still living in hotels.
Oh my
6,000 people.
Insane.
Yeah. And the driver was telling us last night, and we're a little off topic, but the driver was telling us last night, there's a lot of immigrants that live on the island and they're unaccounted for, because if their families say, hey, my uncle died, then it raises the flag about them being illegal immigrants too. So they're just, you know, they never even told the government that their uncle was missing. So, so I want to explore sort of like this sort of spiritual ancestry of what's going on here, because I feel like Mother Earth always knows how to repair herself.
It's
and
so true.
There has to be some sort of correlation between like the ocean being blue. I don't know what it is.
I got something for you. I Googled it.
Okay.
I pulled a U. The color blue in many cultures is significant in religious beliefs, brings peace, or is believed to keep the bad spirits away.
Yes.
How about that shit?
In the South, this is really interesting. If you go like look at like any of this like antebellum style homes in the South, their front porches, the ceilings
are all blue.
Light blue. They're all painted blue because it's to keep the spirits from crossing the threshold into your house.
Oh my God. I did not ever think about that, but you're so right. Because it says too, blue is the color of spirituality, intuition, inspiration, and inner peace, which I've been told a lot. Like recently, actually, one of my energy healers was like telling me about this crystal I need to put in my bra, which I have right now, by the way.
Does that not scratch you?
I have two of them in here. Pocket? One of them is flat and one of them's a little rocky. I will take off my bra at the end of the night and like on my boob, there's like an indention.
Oh my God. But I'm like, your nipple's really hard. You're like, no, that's my crystal.
Could you imagine? I give people hugs. They're like, what the fuck? But like,
Kelly's pierced.
I know. Whenever I'm on set all day, I do feel like because I'm absorbing so much energy. And so I put the crystals in my bra when I go to set, and I've been on set the last 3 days, so they've been living there.
So is it in your bra because it's closer to sort of your heart center? Like you couldn't just put it in your pocket?
I think you can put it in your pocket. No, but for me, like for girls, our pants are tighter. So, you know, you see
that's
it.
That's true, yeah.
And yeah. And so, I mean, sometimes I'll put like the flat one in my pocket, but it just bothers me, or I'm afraid it's going to fall out or whatever. So I'd rather just keep it in my bra where I know it's safe. This is like kind of a funny note for the listeners, I guess, but my bras are so padded. So it's, you can't really feel it, you know, like no one else can when they hug me, I guess. But anyway, well, I love that word for you. And I think it's going to be really interesting. You need to start taking notes throughout your year. So next year when we report back, you can remember the things, the epiphanies that you had with this word. But I think this could be a really good one for you.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I'm going to start a note in my phone. I also love notes. Everyone knows. So.
Yeah. What if?
What if?
Okay. So my word, it was really interesting as I was, it was kind of, I guess, you know, the week before Christmas. And I just started to sort of take time off from work. And that's when my head starts to get really clear, when I don't have an agenda in the day and I can just sit. And the word just kept coming to my mind. And I was like, that's kind of a boring word. Like, is that really what I want? Or is that really what I feel? But everything in my body just keeps saying that that is the way that this year needs to be for me. And that's kind of the next step of where I have been. And so my word this year is discipline. And when I really started thinking about what's happening astrologically, stay with me here, people who don't believe in astrology, but if you listen to this podcast and you don't believe in astrology, that would be weird. So I'm assuming most of you do.
Maybe you just don't know about it.
Yeah. If you don't know a lot about it, a lot of the energies and the shifting that's happening for us, even tomorrow or this week is a Capricorn new moon. And there's just a lot of that discipline energy in there. It's like a very like driven, hardworking, motivated sign. And so I was like, oh, this is probably no mistake that this is coming in. But then also, I just know that I've spent so much of the last couple years focusing on healing and like rebuilding and surviving. Like there's so much when trauma happens or whatever. I think there's been times in my life where I could move and just keep going and like keep moving forward or building new things. And this was not one of those times. I mean, I literally just broke down and finally gave myself the grace to kind of just really focus on that. I also just didn't have a choice. Like if anyone listening is a big feeler like me, sometimes those big emotions just take you out, you know, like I will physically start having symptoms or I get sick or I'm just so exhausted and brain foggy that there's just no way that I could be super driven or disciplined because you kind of got to wake up every day and just see what you can get done that day or
you just got to get feeling through the day.
Exactly. And I've been living there for a while. I mean, I don't think I've been like the last year. I feel like I've lived. But again, like I know a lot of people probably feel me on this, but the COVID stuff, it didn't just go away when the world opened back up. I mean, that took a big hit on that, you know, our whole business shut down. So it's been a lot of just rebuilding. And I think this year feels more like I'm ready to build something new and I'm ready to push forward in ways that I haven't yet and just kind of integrate all the stuff that I've gone through, all the stuff that I've learned and integrate that into this new whatever it is. So I'm feeling like really excited to feel that motivation again. That's a huge part of my personality. I've always been super driven, but I haven't been able to be the last couple years. But I think like when I think about the word discipline, the reason I said that is because when you're going through all the feelings and like I said, you just wake up and you just kind of got to see where you are and you're like ebbing and flowing constantly. That feels like a very, or let me say this also, I also was trying to really nurture myself and like develop a real relationship with myself, a real loving kindness. And all of it felt very like feminine energy, which is what I am. Like that's a huge, way more on that scale than masculine. But I feel like I need to like balance it a little bit more. And so discipline feels like just the structure of even my morning routine or like making sure closets are cleaned out, you know, that really helps my brain have more free space. Even my workouts, like having, you know, like I'm going to work out at least 3 times a week. That's just like my goal every time is like the discipline of that, whatever it is. But it's just so easy to get distracted, you know, like you have work or you're tired or you're with your significant other or whatever it is. And I'm just going to be a little more disciplined and dedicated to whatever it is I commit myself to. So that's the word.
I like it. I also like that the word discipline, like you said, you want to like build something new.
Yes.
Like, so discipline as a noun is also like, you know, like a field of study, a branch of knowledge or something where, so it's like, so that is like a new, you're looking for a new discipline too.
Oh my God. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. It's like, you know, when you say like, well, what's your, in like college, you'd be like, well, what's your discipline? And it's like, you know,
yeah, I'm you're so right.
Yeah. So
the thing that I wouldn't ever be in is math, but that's really funny. That's what you chose. Right.
Acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table because geek culture is pop culture. And we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and then it's also
a more specialized thing, you know.
100%, which is a huge, like, I needed to do all the stuff I've done the last couple years because, I mean, I said this the other day on my Instagram, but all of the hardship and then all of the healing work and all of the, you know, whatever studies or whatever things that I did the last couple years, they really did change who I am. And I really want to, like, take all that stuff and then move it into the new thing. And so it's not like it was lost. It's just now it's like, okay, now what's the balance? You know, the balance between that and this new place. And like, how do I step forward into a new energy without just leaving everything behind? I don't know. It's also an 8-year, which if you know anything about numerology, which I'm starting to learn about, and if you don't know anything, there is a podcast with Ren Diaz on the Velvet's Edge podcast, and we start to talk about the basics of numerology, but this is an 8-year. And unless you're like not paying attention to anything on Instagram or TikTok, people are talking about this a lot, but that's a year that signals abundance. And I don't think that it means that we're not going to go through anything hard this year, because there's also karmic lessons tied in this, but the 8-year is prosperous. It's abundant. And I'm like, I want those things, but you can't sit on your ass and get those things, you know, like you got to get up and go do the work. Exactly. And I'm just ready to do that finally.
Not too far, but how is it an 8-year? Oh, the number's up to 8 or something?
Yeah, you cut out a little bit. So I'm going to say, I know what you just said, and I'm going to say it to the listeners because you cut out, but he asked, how do you know something is an 8-year? And yes, 2024 adds up to 8. So for you,
got
just
it. Okay.
Take the year. Yeah. And so last year was a 7-year, which was all about, like, 7 years are all about introspection. And I do think, like, it's like so crazy once you start learning about this stuff, because you're like, holy shit. Like, looking back after COVID, I do think last year a lot of people were still sort of like, okay, the world is moving again, but like, it's different. And maybe it's not ever going to, quote unquote, go back to normal. So what do I want to do with my life? Who am I actually? Right. Am I living out my purpose? Like, people are really starting to pay a little more attention since the pandemic. And I think that was very significant of the 7-year. So now we're moving into the 8. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's, I mean, it's something that, like, you can find back. Like, if you know your life, you can be like, oh my God, this totally applies to me. But right. I also think that's not just woo-woo shit. Like, there's a reason why it applies to you. That's interesting. I haven't really looked at TikTok this year, so I'll have to dig into the numerology. But it has nothing to do with like Enneagram though, right?
No, it's not totally different. Like it's more like astrology. Yeah. Like And I'll figure out your personal number. There's a lot of things I'll send you after this podcast about you.
Oh, shit.
But just, okay. No, it's good. It's just, to me, it's like helpful to know where you are and like to know we're going, the way I look at life, let me say this. The way I look at life is that we come here to learn these lessons and evolve as a human. And so everything you're going through is here to teach you something. I think people probably hear people say that a lot. But not in this way of like everything happens for a reason, because that's cruel. You know, like a lot of bad shit happens, painful shit, hurtful shit. And I would never say to someone, oh, well, everything happens for a reason. But I do think things are here to teach us something. And even our losses and our pains and all of that stuff. And so when you can kind of start to make sense of why maybe certain years are harder than others, it's like, you can look at your astrology or look at the numerology even and figure out why you might be going through that. Like one, it helps me to stay out of comparison because I'm like, Joe over there looks like he's living his best life. Why am I, out of bed? But it's like, oh no, because I'm in my Saturn return or something. And it's like, you start to understand like where you are on your journey, and we all have completely different journeys. So,
well, it also helps you understand that there's change coming, you know, like if you can understand even in a small way where you are on your journey, it says, okay, this is just a time and place for you.
Exactly. And you can settle in a little bit more.
Right. It's not that I don't believe or am not interested. Maybe it's one of the things that I'll explore in numerology or astrology. It just seems like there's so much to learn, and I feel like I'm really far behind. So it's like, do I really want to bite off that apple? But I do believe that I am just a speck of energy in this big web of the universe.
Right.
And for that reason, I believe that like there is purpose to everything. Like I am here for a reason, for a very specific reason. And it's just like a game of chess. Mm-hmm. When something moves, like my energy has to move to fill holes or whatever. So that I think, because I believe that, I think that astrology and numerology, all that stuff would make sense to me.
Right.
If I would just be brave enough to like sort of tackle it all. But like, I know when I'm around, like it tends to be when I'm around like you guys at all, it just sounds like a bunch of fucking Greek. You're like, oh my God, tell me he is a Sagittarius. And it's like, I'm like, can you all actually say what you mean?
You're like, can you speak English?
I know.
Our friend Mary and I will get on these tangents sometimes. And I know nobody around us knows what we're talking about. And we're just looking at each other and we're like, oh my God, I know, right? Blah, 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 blah. And I start talking so fast. And then she starts talking so fast. Yeah. And
like,
we are those girls for sure. I meet someone, I'm like, what time were you born?
Then Ray and I are like, another cocktail, please.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, also, you don't have to bite it all off at the same time. So I'm sure a lot of people listening identify with what you're saying, because I know it can feel overwhelming. And there's so many different modalities. But that's the reason I even like doing this podcast, is because I get to interview the experts in these things.
And then
it's just like a little bite-sized nugget of the different modalities. And then you get to pick which one you are drawn to or that speaks.
Well, I would guess that the best way to go about even starting to learn is to see how it relates to you. Like learn about your own sign, your own numbers, all of that. Because then it's like, oh, well, that makes sense.
And nowadays, there's apps for everything. So it just makes it so much easier.
Yeah.
All you got to do is figure out your birth time, and I can find out a whole lot of shit about you.
I have it. I can text it to you after
Okay, great.
I've got it in a note on my phone.
So much to do after this podcast. Oh my God.
You've had a long day.
I've been up since 5. Yeah.
I know.
Anyway, I really love your word. I can't wait to see what you explore. And I do think that you are probably drawn to that for a certain reason. Oh, one more thing about your word. When you were talking about the travel and how you really want to dive into the cultures and stuff, you just kind of said it again, but it's like you're this speck of energy amongst all these other energies. And what a great way to be reminded of how we're all connected when you go examine like other cultures and people and see their troubles and see their highs even, you know, like it's probably a lot more similar to you than you would think. And so finding that common ground, I think that's going to be beautiful for you.
I think so too. Well, I'm excited for your discipline because you can help keep me disciplined too.
Okay.
Because that is a goal of mine. It's not my word. So
yeah. Explore and discipline.
Yeah.
Here we go, 2024. All right. You guys, send us your words. I actually love hearing what people decide their words are. I've already gotten a few. People knew we were going to do this. And so some of the listeners sent me some DMs saying their words. And I love it. Like, it always inspires me to do something.
Should we have a couple on?
Maybe. Ooh.
Yeah.
I actually have an update that I'll give at the end of the month about how we can more, we can better communicate with you guys. TBD on that, ooh, though. I haven't okay. even told Chip.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right. Well, email us.
I'm going to go explore.
You, okay, you should. I know. He's like in Hawaii and I'm making him get on a Zoom call.
It's fine. I enjoy it.
All right. You guys email us at theedge@velvetsedge.com. You can also hit me up on Instagram. I'm at Velvet's Edge and I am way more active there now. So talk to me. All right, Chip.
I'm at Chip Dorsch. It's C-H-I-P. D-O-R-S-C-H.
Wow, a little extra flavor to the P to start the year off right.
Tequila.
All right, as you guys go into the year and you're living on the edge, I hope you always remember to
act casual.
Jesus, I need to practice. All right.
out.
Bye.
Bye. What if it's like a remix? It's like casual. Is it still recording?
I can't figure out how to...
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.